Hello, brethren. This is Brother Dana. The message you are about to hear, Why the Devil Hates You, was recorded at New Life Church in Arkadelphia, Arkansas on February 24th, 2002. I hope you enjoy this little sermonette, and I hope it blesses you as much as I was blessed in giving it to God's people. As always, remember Acts 17:11 whenever you listen to any message from any preacher. Acts 17:11. God bless you as you listen to Why the Devil Hates You.
12. Thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sum. He's speaking to Lucifer. He's, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Let's take a look here at a description of Lucifer from the beginning, and this is going to lead in to what I want to talk to you about. First of all, before he sinned, he was full of wisdom. He was beautiful. He was God's anointed worship leader. And he had access to all three heavens. The garden, the atmosphere in the Garden of Eden, the stones of fire, the celestial bodies, and even the throne room of God, which is heaven. But he sinned. He became proud. Now, there are a lot of messages that are preached, but I have never heard one on specifically what made Satan so proud. What made Lucifer fall? And I believe that has to do with man. Lucifer was one of the angels that rejoiced at the creation of the earth. We see this in Job 38, 4 through 7. Where wast thou? God speaking to Job, and he asked him this question. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. You skip down to verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. You find out, when you do a little cross-referencing, that that's a relation to the angels. So we find that all of the angels were rejoicing at the creation, including those who would later fall. But something happened between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 3 to spur Lucifer to become proud and rebel against God. Psalm chapter 8, 4 through 5 says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man, that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor." Man was created as God's image bearer. So here we have Lucifer, who is very beautiful, rejoicing at the creation of the world, and suddenly we have someone who's a little lower than the angels, made in the actual image of God. I want to point out that Lucifer means light bearer. And even though he was the light bearer, he was not the image bearer. Ezekiel 28:12, thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Genesis 1, verses 26 and 27, this is what God said. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So as beautiful as Lucifer was, here was man, made lower than the angels, created in the very image and likeness of God himself. Second thing we find is that man was given dominion. We see in Ezekiel 28 that Lucifer had great power and authority. He was God's numero uno enchilada angel. He was the guy. He could walk from the atmosphere of the earth right up into the throne room of heaven. And yet we see in Genesis 1:28 regarding man, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So as powerful as Lucifer was, here was man, again, made lower than the angels, given power to subdue and command creation. So Lucifer, I believe, became angry, and God found iniquity, which is another word for lawlessness or rebellion. God found iniquity in him. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. What happened? Ezekiel 28:16 shows that he became violent. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Against who? Against God and against God's entire creation, including man and especially man. The sin to which this verse refers may have been the temptation of Eve. Here we have Lucifer exalting his own beauty. And this is what corrupted his wisdom. We see this in verse 17. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. Lucifer exalted himself in hatred against God and God's creation, and became a murderer and the father of lies, we see in John 8:44. Now, since Satan couldn't destroy man physically, Martin gave a sermon a few years ago, said, why didn't Satan just put a knife in their back? He couldn't do it. But since he couldn't destroy man physically, he did so spiritually. We see this in Genesis chapter 3, where he tempted Eve to sin. Now, the devil hates man in general. But because man is a direct creation of God, the very image bearer of God, after God's very own image and likeness, he especially hates man. And especially born-again Christians. And this is where we get to the good news. And this is in Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 17. And I pray that this will bless you, and I ask God to add understanding to our hearts concerning the Holy Scriptures. I believe that this is something that people need to hear. Why the devil hates you, specifically, you specifically, as a born-again child of God, why specifically the devil hates you. See, the devil didn't bank on something. When he caused man to sin and man to fall, he didn't count on God sending a Savior and God sending his very own spirit into a born-again Christian, so that one day we're going to be better than we were when Adam was when he was originally created. See, the devil didn't bank on that. He wasn't thinking. He just said, oh, I'm angry. I'm going to destroy God's creation. I'm going to do anything I can to wipe them out, to kill them spiritually, to kill them physically, to give them disease, to do whatever I can. I am going to wipe these people out spiritually. And he did that, but he didn't count on a Savior. He didn't count on that. So here we are, born again, children of God, and the devil is seething. And this is where we get to the good news. Okay. Pay close attention, because if you do, I can just imagine all the socks being blessed off. I'm going to have to duck behind this pulpit, because they're all coming this way. Okay. Isaiah chapter 14, 12 through 17. The devil's first I will ascend into heaven. Lucifer wanted to abide in the throne room of God and be equal with him. I will ascend into heaven is what he said. What am I promised by faith? Where am I going? Everyone in unison. Heaven. So the first. The devil said, I will ascend into heaven. Well, I got news for you, devil. Because of the blood of Christ. I will ascend into heaven. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I, as a man, will ascend into heaven. The devil said, the second thing he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Now the stars, when you take a look at Job 37 verse 7, are the angels. When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God, that's B'nai Elohim in the Old Testament, whenever you see that term, it's a relation to God, or to the sons of God being angels. All the sons of God shouted for joy. You see, Lucifer wanted to rule the angels with the same authority as God. The third thing he said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. The mount is a reference to God's kingdom. We see this in Isaiah 2:2, and it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the tops of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. See it also in Psalm 48, verse 2. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Satan wanted to be the center of attention in God's kingdom, and that's God's place, not his. Fourth thing, he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Well, he just said, I will ascend into heaven, so what does this one mean? Well, I'm going to tell you. Clouds in the Bible are often metaphors for the glory of God. Exodus 13:21, and the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them the way. Matthew 26:64, Jesus said unto him, Thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you. I think that one got a little messed up. Okay, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Revelation 14:14, and I looked, and behold, a white cloud. And upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Lucifer wanted God's glory. That's what he wanted. When he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, he wanted the glory of God. He wanted to ascend, even ascend above God's glory. Because he said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be more glorified than God, is what he was saying. Number five, I will be like the Most High. Satan, knowing that he at one time was full of wisdom, so he knew he couldn't be greater than God. But he wanted to be co-equal with God. I will be like the Most High. I will have his authority. I will have his dominion. I will be like him. I will be like the Most High. Satan wanted equality with God in all points. Now here's the good news. I will go to heaven. By the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm going to heaven. The promise of God is that I have access to his throne room at my death by my Savior's blood if he doesn't come and get me first. Hallelujah. We have a choice between heaven and hell because of the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice at Calvary. The devil has no choice. He's denied access to heaven. Ezekiel 28:16. In this verse, God tells him, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. We also find that the devil is going to be consigned to hell. Revelation 20, verse 10, and the devil that deceiveth them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. But I have a choice. He doesn't have a choice, but I do. By the blood of Jesus Christ, where am I going? They that are in the faith are going to heaven. Amen. So that's one. Okay? So we find number two. Satan wanted authority over angels. 1 Corinthians 6:3 tells me that one day I will judge angels. Know ye not that ye shall judge angels? And even now, through the blood and the authority given to us by God, we have authority over Satan. But only through that. I hear so many people say, Satan, I just rebuke you. Well, you know what? I've tried to rebuke Satan. He's eating my lunch. But if I rebuke him by the name and the power of God, that's where my power comes in. Please turn the tape over. It's only by the power of God. But the bottom line is, I will go to heaven and I will judge angels. That's two. See number three. What did the devil want? The devil wanted God's authority. I will rule and reign with Christ. The Bible tells me. I'm going to rule and reign with Jesus Christ. Revelation 5:10 tells me that I am a king and a priest. Revelation 20 verse 4 says, and I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. I will rule and reign with Jesus. So we're doing all right now. We got three. Let's see if we can get a fourth. The devil wanted God's glory. He wanted to ascend above God's glory, which is, I believe, impossible. Can I get an amen? Is that impossible? I will receive a God-glorified new body at the resurrection. I will be glorified by God. Boy, we're doing pretty well here. I will share in God's glory, and that He is going to glorify me by giving me a new body, a glorified body. This is getting me excited. 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Matthew 13:43 tells us, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That is incredible to me. We blew it. We've blown things all our life, and yet when we accept Christ, when we come to Him by faith, all of these wonderful gifts He gives, not just salvation. Salvation is just the start. We don't deserve that. And that would be enough. And yet God, in His infinite mercy and His infinite love, has given us these things. So we got four. The devil said, I will be like the Most High. By the blood of Jesus Christ, I am being conformed unto the image of Jesus Christ. So I, because of His grace, it's not of me. I'm not being boastful. I'm not being proud. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. I will be like the Most High. I'm like Him now. In my nature, except for the sin, I'm not talking about the sin nature now. I'm talking about the very fact that I was created in the image and the likeness of God. But even more so, because I am being conformed into His image. I am like the Most High now. I will be like the Most High as I grow. But I'm also going to get another body in which I'm definitely going to be like the Most High. We are being perfected to the image of God the Son. This just excites me. Doesn't this excite you? Everything the devil
said, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this, and he was proud about it.
And I can stand here, even in all humility and brokenness before God, and say, I will be glorified. I will be like the Most High. I will ascend into heaven because of His grace, because of His mercy. I have these things. And you know what? That's why the devil can't stand you. It's because everything that he said that he was going to get, he said he was going to do, has been promised to you by faith. That's incredible. That's awesome. I told you this is going to be uplifting. Hallelujah. Satan wanted to ascend into heaven. Let me hear it. I'm going to heaven. Satan wanted to rule the angels. I will judge angels. Satan wanted the same authority as God. We will rule and reign with Christ. Satan wanted God's glory. We will be glorified by God. And Satan wanted to be like the Most High. We are and will be like the Most High. God is wonderful. Let's give the Lord a hand. Hallelujah. If this sermon has touched you, I would appreciate your prayers for us. And you can write me at P.O. Box 492, Arkadelphia, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, 71923. I would love to hear from you. God bless you as you continue to study His Word.